Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. Today, we are here to talk about our national parks class and our national park. And I am joined by Gavin, Braden, and Benin. Our national park is Glacier National Park. If you guys don't know where Glacier National Park is, it's a national park in Montana, known for its glaciers. Became a national park over a century ago. So that's a little bit of a background. We're going to talk about a lot of different things today, but we're going to get started. So,
all right. So first, I wanted to talk about the climate change in Glacier. There is a big change in the amount of glaciers that we've had. Back in its founding in the 1850s, there was about 150 glaciers, and now we're down to just under 25. So I just wanted to know your opinion on the climate change and how it's affected one of the biggest pieces of the park.
I mean, it's obviously a big problem because glaciers are like kind of the staple, right? But I'm no scientist, but I think it's safe to say that if we don't start doing something, then these beautiful glaciers are going to be gone. And I would say no more than 10 years, and that's hopeful, honestly. And it's just really sad to see that there's not a lot being done towards that. But, I mean, it's kind of just a fact of life that we're going to have to start accepting that that's the reality. So, I mean, I don't know what you guys think about that.
Yeah, I think Glacier National Park without glaciers wouldn't really be, it would just be like kind of a memory. And we would only see the glaciers in photos or iconic places like Jackson Glacier, other kind of stuff would just be memories to people that have gone there. And then... yeah, it would just be, it'd be really sad just to not have any glaciers anymore.
Yeah, and the point I want to make with that is with, you know, my topic for a part of our presentations and stuff was the indigenous history. And that, the climate change falls into that with them too, because, you know, these glaciers are a big part of their history as well. They even call one of the glaciers the backbone of the world. So that's like a very sacred place to them. And, so that's really important because these places and these glaciers, they mean a lot to a lot of different people, so.
And knowing that it was us that kind of caused the climate change in the first place, like, it's all pretty much on us humans as mm-hmm. a population. We're the ones that started it. We're the ones that are still changing it. So, and it's so much deeper than just humans being affected. Like right. JT said, like, all indigenous tribes, like, those aren't the only things that are affected. Like, the wildlife, the ecosystems, there's so many more pieces that are being affected by this.
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of interested on if you guys think it's, like, it served its purpose and, like, national parks are there for people to make memories and to experience it. But do you guys think that, like, if we have to accept that it's going to be gone, like, do we think that it served its purpose, or do you think we should still put in maybe double or triple what we're doing now to try to preserve it and bring down climate change?
I think it's still worth trying to save as much as we can. I mean, it's just so, as you've seen in pictures, it's just decreased so much over the years. And if we can bring it back to maybe what it, I don't know if it ever will be what it once was and what kind of beauty it had once it was. But if we can try and there's hope that we can, I think we definitely should. I'm not sure how much we can do, but I think it's definitely worth the try.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I agree with Benin because, like I said before, I mean, these places mean a lot to a lot of different people.
Yeah, I think it's important because glaciers are obviously such a big portion of what the park is, and it's also like just a staple of beauty that we've all been appreciated for hundreds of years at this point. So if they leave, I think like it won't really affect us too much, and the fact that humans are always willing to adjust to new things, they'd learn to appreciate new things, but as a whole, I think the loss of the glaciers would be detrimental to the beauty of the park as a whole.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it's a bit ignorant to think it served its purpose. Like, I haven't been out west. As far as I've been out west is Colorado, and like I would love to go to Glacier National Park and see it, and it kind of makes me want to go even more now to know, like in Bennett's presentation when we see those, how it's evolved over the years and how the glaciers are disappearing. It makes me feel like passionate and motivated to like try to get out there and experience it. And I think it's kind of a double-edged sword there. Like that shouldn't be the loss of it that motivates us to explore like our world and its natural beauty. So it's kind of it's interesting to think about it that way. Like, is there like a time frame where we have to go and try to experience as many of these parks as we can? And if so, is it for truly the right purpose that we're getting out there and seeing these things?
I think that's definitely a great point. I know I was talking to my family over one of the breaks, and we were deciding where to go this summer for a vacation. And I think that's why I picked the park in the first place, is because we were planning to go to Glacier, and my mom literally said it. She doesn't know how much longer we'll have a lot of these national parks, especially Glacier, with all the different issues are coming up. The glacier loss, some of the budget cuts we'll talk about later, but some of the issues, we might not see these parks how they once were.
I agree with, that was a pretty good question that Brayden had about basically like, you know, when we visit these national parks, are they for the right purpose and stuff like that? I'd never really thought of that. You know, being in this class and doing, you know, having our own national park to learn about has, you know, I definitely want to go to Glacier National Park before we lose any more of it, because that's the natural beauty of it. And losing it would be a huge loss, especially just, like I said, for the people before and just the natural beauty of it. So.
If we're ready to move on, I kind of want to talk about like these new policies that Trump is putting into place, and with his like increase in domestic logging, he wants to, I think the number is throwing around is like 50% of forests are now like available for commercial logging. I'm wondering what you guys think about that in the national park system as a whole. And I know it's going to definitely hit Glacier one of the most, because we have one of the biggest like square mileages out of any national park. So just curious what you guys think about that.
I think it's going to hurt for sure. Obviously, since we're such a big park, I think the damage is going to be spread very evenly. Like, it's not just going to be in one specific spot. Like, we'll have to cut a lot of different things just because we have so much that we have to upkeep. And as a whole, I mean, there's kind of two sides to it. Obviously, like, we're losing a ton of things, but we're also losing a lot of our park anyway due to other causes. But definitely the tariffs does not help whatsoever. It's just adding to the problem more and more.
I think with cuts in general, it's going to be a big problem, not just even the tariffs, but how much the park needs. We need a lot of maintenance. There's a lot of maintenance crisis. It feels like every year, the Going to the Sun Road, which is critical for tourism, needs some kind of repair. We definitely need more campgrounds or employee housing. And that stuff's not going to get done if a lot of cuts happen, or it's going to get pushed back years and years, which will affect how many people actually want to show up to the park. There's definitely staffing shortages as well. There's going to be fewer workers, fewer rangers. There's going to be slower emergency response times, and there's just going to be less of everything. So I don't know how that will look in, let's say, 4 years when – I don't know if it's just Trump or this will continue with the next president. So I guess we'll just have to see.
Yeah, with what Bennett said, I mean, you know, some of these closures that our park has with the Going to the Sun Road. And these cuts, you know, affect the employees and affects ultimately the people that go to the parks. Because with less employees, there's less to do. and less to fix. So I think that's definitely a hard part. With all these cuts in the tariffs, and it affects all national parks, because I think, you know, it's gonna cause less and less people to show up to these parks and see the natural beauty that our country has. Because, like I said before, being in this class has helped me see the natural beauty of all these parks, but it also made me see how, you know, beautiful our country is, and the things we don't get to see. And yeah, truly how beautiful what we have is. So,
yeah. So I'm reading that that Trump, one of the reasons or the ways he's justifying this increase in domestic logging is because it prevents wildfires, which I don't think that is a great way to justify it, because if you're usually when you're logging, you're not logging in any sort of pattern. It's usually one spot of land that you pick out and kind of just wipe that out. So I mean, while it's decreasing the overall size, it really isn't doing anything to prevent wildfires. I don't think it's just maybe leaving less for wildfire to maybe pick up, and I don't think that's a great way to go about it. I think it's just maybe one of the ways that he's justifying it. It doesn't really make sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I agree. It doesn't really make too much sense. But because it affects a lot of people, so which sucks. And you know, there's not much you can really do about it. But yeah. I just wanted to talk a little bit about, like I said before, the indigenous history. So the indigenous people that are there in Glacier National Park, are the Blackfeet Nation, and they actually have, one of the largest, if not the largest, reservations in the country and one of the largest, tribes in the country. I just read this article, not too long ago. When you think of, you know, these reservations and stuff, you don't really think they have too much, but they have loads of natural resources and different things like that, schools and everything. And they were actually just awarded $60,000 to help them against cybersecurity. So, you know, I thought that was interesting, because when you think of these reservations and stuff, you don't think they have much, you know, anything cyber. So, first time for the federal government has helped tribes with cyber defenses, actually. So. That was just a few months ago. Blackfeet actually got about 39,000 of it, and another indigenous group got $22,000 out of that 60,000. And I just thought that was interesting, because who knew these people needed help with cybersecurity? Because, I mean, you know, they could be in trouble with that too, just as much as we are as a country. So, I just wanted to touch on that, because I thought that was interesting. Like I said, we don't really think much of these reservations, because we don't really know what goes on. So,
yeah, I mean, we're living in the 21st century, and I don't think any citizen of the United States is really safe from anything regarding cybersecurity. And I know, a lot of Native Americans have moved towards casinos as a way of business for them. And I know they are very vulnerable to, they're dealing with a lot of money. There's a lot of money flowing in and out of those, obviously. And when there's money, there's also, it's all digitized now. And there's definitely a threat of cybersecurity for like casinos and anywhere there's money, really. And I just think that if you may not think like Native American tribe doesn't need a ton of money for cybersecurity, we don't think about all the ways that they are making money or spending money. So that's just my opinion on that.
Yeah,
I mean, it's really good that they are getting money for these causes, because like, as we touched on, you don't know how much they know in terms of like development of cybersecurity and the development of technology as a whole. So I think it's really important that, especially with what Braden said with the casinos, that it can help give them some form of protection, because they are trying to make money, have a business, just like the rest of us, but they just grow up and kind of go about things in a different way, I feel like, which is, it's fine, like, there's no problem with that. I think it's great that there's different ways to be brought up in the world and having different views. I think that's very important, not even just as a national park and as tribes, but just as people in general. I think having differing views is very important to us, because it helps challenge each other, and as a whole, I think it helps us build on each other and make each other better. So I think the fact that we are giving money for cybersecurity for them, I think it's a really good step in terms of building a better relationship, especially with everything that's happened in the past with all the broken treaties and everything like that.
Yeah.
So I think it's a really good step in the right direction for building a good relationship between us and tribes.
Yeah, I would like to note that my side note about the casino is it has some basis, because there actually is a casino called the Glacier Peaks Casino that the Blackfeet Nation run.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where my basis for that was off of. Another point about cybersecurity and the Native Americans, they value agriculture a lot, I know. And I've kind of seen firsthand how many innovation with technology has come in agriculture. My father works in agriculture. And I know that they have a lot of important data going through their system that they kind of have tough to protect, because that's what sets them apart from their competition. And it would be kind of dumb to not think that since agriculture is so important to Native Americans, that they wouldn't have some of those technological advances in agriculture that need some protection. So just another point from that.
Yeah, for sure. Kind of hitting on that, I mean, the park has a lot of areas for, you know, agriculture, a lot of natural resources with forests and stuff like that, and geological features, you know, old rocks and just the glaciers in general and how they form and the landforms. So, yeah.
I just wanted to talk about kind of how the wildlife is affected by both kind of what we've talked about with the budget cuts and how the glacier loss. So as we talked about, kind of the budget cuts, less people will be able to come to the park. And we've had a problem with overcrowding in the last couple of years ever since COVID. So more people have had more run-ins with wildlife, which might be cool for some people until you meet a grizzly bear face head on. So that's a good thing, that there won't be as much overcrowding, but then we won't have as much people. But then with the glacier loss, animals are going to get their migration patterns are going to be messed up. There's a lot of different things that with the glacier loss that affects the animals that might just completely run them out of the park and stuff like that. So we might be losing all of our pedestrians, but we might be losing a lot of different species as well. So I don't know how you guys feel about that. And we, not just the glacier loss, but we could be losing a lot of people and animals as well.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of the animals, I think the glaciers is one of the biggest things, especially in those dry seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Where the glaciers are a source of fresh water. I think with less and less glaciers being around, it's just killing and chipping at that supply of fresh water more and more each year. So I think when Braden said earlier, maybe even in 10 years when the glaciers are gone, there's going to be no source of fresh water in those dry seasons, which will greatly affect every single species that relies on it downstream and just in general.
Yeah, and I talked about natural beauty of, you know, our country, and I think the natural beauty involves those the wildlife and the species, especially in our park. And without the glaciers or any type of wildlife, we lose a lot of that natural beauty of, you know, this area in Montana and just our country in general. So, yeah, I think that's a major point. And we hope that we don't lose anything from Glacier National Park, because, again, it's a very great place to go. I want to go there someday. I know Bennett said he's probably going there soon. So, yeah. But I think that's it. We'll wrap it up here. So, yeah, that was just a quick rundown of Glacier National Park and just some major things we wanted to talk about and how it affects the park. And, you know, especially with, you know, the tariffs and cuts from our president and how they are hurting this national park. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed listening. So we'll catch you next time.